Will you all please rise for the Honorable Christopher T. Parker?
You change my middle initial every week. I just want to point that out. All right. Order in the court. Order in the court. Okay. So we've got a case today, and I'm going to see if I can get this right. Our plaintiff and defendant are both on the phone. They were engaged for several years. Mm-hmm. 2 years, I think it was. The engagement broke off.
Okay.
Jay, mm-hmm. our plaintiff, bought an expensive ring for his fiancée.
Yeah,
he loved her. Bought that ring. Didn't work out. That happens. Right. Well, the fiancée says, hey, listen, buddy, this was a gift to me.
Yeah.
You don't get it back. Jay's saying, well, I think I do. I want the ring back.
All right.
Jay and Lisa, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Your Honor.
All right. Your Honor.
I love it.
First of all, I want to say this. Jay and Lisa, thank you for being on the air with us. Jay, I know you wrote in the email. You've heard Parker's court before. Let me just give you a quick recap. Okay, on how this whole thing works.
Yes.
All right, Jay, Lisa. You both are going to get 30 seconds to plead your case. Now, once you've done that, we throw it out to the jury. And that would be a jury of your peers, all of the listeners here at 98.7 The Peak.
Right.
And they are going to decide whether or not you should have to give the ring back. Okay, Lisa?
Okay.
Okay.
And you have to abide by what they say.
You have to abide. You have to agree to abide by what they say. Is that clear? Are we good?
Maybe.
No, listen, Lisa. There's no maybe. Okay?
I'm going to hold you in contempt.
Court.
All right.
You can tell Lisa's not happy about being here.
Not even a little bit.
So thank you for doing this.
You're welcome.
You each get 30 seconds. We got a ticked off crew here.
Okay.
One man wants the ring back. 2 years you've been dating. Didn't work out.
All right.
Jim?
Engaged.
Okay. I'm sorry. Oh, touche.
All right, Jay.
Jay, are you ready?
I am.
All right. Jay, your 30 seconds start now.
Okay, my case is simple. I bought the ring because we were going to be committed for life. Now we're not committed, so there's no point in having her keep the ring when the ring was not a gift. The ring was a commitment to her. And now that commitment's not going to be there, there's absolutely no purpose in her having those dollars attached to something that's not even significant to her in her life any longer. I didn't even need 30 seconds.
All right. Well done.
Fair enough.
Very nice, Jay.
Lisa? Lisa, are you right now? Listen, I know that this is kind of a difficult thing for you. I'm sure Jay completely blindsided you with this email.
Yes,
and he probably swindled you into being on Parker's court, as most defendants are. But thank you for being on with us. So
you
are going to have 30 seconds to go ahead and plead your case. You can use as much of the 30 seconds as you like.
Okay.
Lisa, are you ready?
Yes.
Your 30 seconds start now.
Well, first of all, I get this in an email. Okay? If you want the ring back, give me a call. Tell me you want it back. Second of all, I earned that ring. We've been together for a long time. We've been engaged for 2 years. I've earned it. Just like the shoes that you got me on my birthday. You're not asking for those back.
Oh,
you're asking for this ring back?
Oh, my.
I earned it.
She earned it, she says.
Mine. What do you
The shoes were not a commitment.
Okay.
Whoa. Order in the court.
Jay, hold on here. Hold on. Order in the court. There'll be no cross-examination here.
Not even a little
bit. That's not how Parker's court works.
No.
Now, you both agreed to abide by whatever the jury here in Parker's court says, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
All right.
Now what we're going to do is we're going to throw it out. 260-9870. Parker's court is now officially in session. We've heard from the plaintiff and the defendant. Jay and Lisa both have pled their cases. And if I've called you guys by the wrong names, I apologize. Things get kind of hectic here in the courtroom. Guys, you've agreed. We're going to go ahead and throw it out to our jurors and see what they come up with right here on Parker's court.
Parker's court.
Thank you,
Sorry.
Bailiff. Thank you, Bailiff.
Sorry.
I feel like we should give you what was the bailiff's name on People's Court? Rusty?
Rusty.
That's your new name. Rusty Amy.
Can I be Dusty? Because it's more of a girl's name, Dusty.
No, you're Rusty.
Oh, man.
I like Rusty.
I'm Crusty.
Crusty Rusty. Let's go see what the jurors have to say. Ken, good morning. Awatuki, you are on Parker's court. What's your verdict?
Give the ring back. It's just the right thing to do. Also, it was on Judge Judy, the same situation, and she came up with some legal thing, and he got the ring back.
You know,
Ken, this is not Judge Judy.
This is I wanted to say this. Listen, we've been doing Parker's court off and on for years and years.
Yeah, I've heard it before.
And I will say this. I think we've actually had this case, a different version of this case, on before.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I'm thinking that Judge Judy stole that verdict from us.
She probably did. I would bet on it.